Episode 2485, How Do You Raise Your Child in a Crazy World?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive by. Happy day, you made it to Fry. Yay! And guess what? It's the end. No, not really. Sometimes it feels like that, right? It's the end to the beginning, to the beginning, to the end. Whatever it is for you, wherever you are, I want you to take a deep breath and just feel your own presence. You matter in this world, Mom. You matter in this world, Dad. But there are times that we question, how do you raise your child in a crazy world? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I had to start off immediately by grounding you and letting you know that you matter, that you're doing your best where you are. You're an incredible parent. But at times, we sit there with big question marks in our head. Maybe it's a circumstance that came up. Maybe it's a situation with your child. And you think, gosh, I don't think I can do this. Sometimes it's all you can do to get out of a rut that's not good for the family, right? When everything around you seems to be falling apart, how do you raise your child in a crazy world? And this crazy world can be anything you want to make it. Just look at it. Maybe it's the conversations and arguments about the pandemic and whether or not to be vaccinated. Or it might be a curfew for a night on the town with friends. Then there are those temper tantrums for not wanting to be going to nap time. Who wants nap time? Me, right now. Plus, you might be cornered to do something in exchange for something else. Ever fallen into the trap of childhood manipulation? Oh, yes, they are so good at it. You remember, you used to do it. Well, actually, we don't remember it because it was just part of our life. Our children have a way of messing with our emotions and taking advantage of situations. They're good at it. However, if you stop long enough, you might realize you are actually in the driver's seat if you are willing to accept the challenge. And yes, this challenge lasts for years. So hold on, you're in for a really, really long ride. But Mom, Dad, we give too much of our parenting power away. Think about that for just a moment. We give a lot of what we think we don't have control over to stuff that we think really has ultimate control, instead of saying, you know what? No, I want to be the greatest influencer in my child's life. Unfortunately, though, what? Sometimes we step back and we let society dictate to our children how they should live, respond in their lives, and act with others. But remember, I want you to know, hear me out here, you are the greatest influencer in your child's life, period, end of story, good or bad. You're their greatest influencer. So what you do, who you are, and how you act matters. But just because you're the greatest influencer doesn't mean you know how to raise your child in a crazy world. Now, I've got to give a little bit of context here because if you think about this, there's a lot to cover in raising a child, right? So we are not going to solve the world's problems as to how to raise a child and have them grow up to be just this perfect child. It's not going to happen. And we can't be here for 2 billion years. Yeah, that's not an exaggeration. With all that's going on and technology and advancement and all of this, we could be here for a very long time. So I just want to scrape the surface just a little bit to give you some hope, because you turn on the news, you look in your Facebook feed. Oh, wait, it's now Meta, right? Yeah, did you hear? That's for another episode. Whatever social media feed you're following, Instagram, Snapchat, right? It all comes up, TikTok. And you're like, how can I sit here and have some form of influence in my child's life and think that I'm actually making a difference? However, you can make a difference, right? You just have to be careful not to get swallowed up by the whale of a tail. Stick to what matters. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stick to what matters. You and I have a vital role in our children's lives. It's vital. This is not supposed to cause stress, but induce a lot of laughter. You didn't think I was going there, did you? One of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and your child is laughter. And how rare is laughter nowadays? I mean, really, be honest with yourself. When was the last time you laughed? Think about it. Was it today already? When was it? Can you remember? Did you chuckle? You know, maybe you're sharing more tears than you are laughter. Maybe it's so stressful right now. You're going through some financial hardships. You've got stuff on your plate that you're like, I got to get done regardless of the financial hardships. And you're trying to make ends meet. And you're sitting here going, I just don't know how I can do it all right. Stress is more than elevated. And you're like, there's no way I can sit here and find something funny in life when I feel like I'm drowning. It's not fun. But I promise you, laughter is contagious. And laughter changes the mind, and it changes the heart, and it can seal the deal. And that's what you're after here. You get to change that. If you want to leave an impression on your child, if you want to be the greatest influencer in your child, get them to laugh while teaching a life lesson. This is where they are just going to absorb it all. Why? Because there's something about laughter. Now, we could go into the science of it. I'm not going to. I just want you to think of laughter as a benefit in all aspects. If you can laugh, you can teach something. Seriously. And it's going to stick. And that's the key here. We can teach a lot of things. There's a lot of things that are taught in life. I have so many books that come to my door every single day. It's amazing that my mailman and the UPS driver and the FedEx driver, number one, yes, I know all of them. But number two, it's like, why are they not asking me, what do you not study? Because I get books from everybody, everywhere. And then I have my own interest. And then I have all my children and my family. And I have like a rural library. I kid you not. It's huge. In fact, just yesterday, I was putting up shelves just to hold books. And I'm talking about a huge shelf. I'm talking about boxes and boxes and boxes of books. And I even made a comment to my mom and I said, you know what? If I actually read every single word in these books, imagine the knowledge that I would have. Now, I don't read word for word on every book. Now, a lot of books I do. However, there are a lot of books that I get and I go through them because I'm looking specifically for certain information. I want to dive deeper in an area. And so I go to that chapter or chapters and I dive in and then I move on. Not that the whole book isn't valid, but sometimes I may already have that knowledge or I may use it in a different area. Well, what we forget is that when we laugh and there's knowledge connected to laughter, we remember it longer. And that's the key here. We got to get our children to laugh more. So yesterday evening, my youngest son and my mom and I, we were sitting up late watching the great old Packers and Cardinals game. Did you watch it? It was an incredible game. If you haven't watched it and you get a chance to do a replay, it probably will show it 100 times on SportsCenter or something like that. But I tell you, you cannot write the ending to this football game. It was incredible. And if you thought you already knew who was going to be the winner of the game at about midway through the fourth quarter, yeah, you probably guessed wrong. It was spectacular. It really was. It truly was. But in this moment, my son and my mom and I, right, 3 generations worth, really exciting, we were having these conversations. And guess what they were stimulated by? What was on TV, whether it was a commercial, whether it was the football game, whether it was a comment from, you know, a player that the mic picked up, or whether it was the after game and then we turned on some of the news to follow up local news. All of this to say there was much laughter involved. And guess what? I know my son took away a lot more because of it. And it was a way for us to spark conversation, but to intensify learning. And we forget that as parents. And this is just a little trick. It's nothing that's bad. But if you can sit there and infuse a life lesson into your everyday, it's not going to seem like a life lesson. And guess what? It's going to stick better because it's going to be connected to laughter, which helps with the mind and how we remember things. And then on top of that, it's not going to be this forced conversation. Now, I know we as parents, we may not seem like we're being forceful, but on the receiving end from the child's like, enough already, Mom. I've heard it 100 times. I really don't want to talk about it again. That's that little quiet mind that's talking that we don't hear. And they may be even saying a few words that you really wish you didn't hear or wouldn't think about. But it happens, right? It's confession day. We got to be real here. So if you want to leave an impression on your child, get them to laugh while teaching a life lesson. And really, in all reality, it's so much more enjoyable, right? Don't you want to laugh more in life? Don't you want to smile more? It feels so, so good. So start doing it. Make a commitment today. So I got a question for you on your challenge. Where can laughter seal the deal and help your child stick to what matters? Where is that right now? What's a little tough right now for your kiddo? What do you need to kind of work on? And it doesn't matter the age. Boy, I have a spread of them. And I'm like, need to work on this one with this one, this one, this one. Oh, wait, and I need this with me. And sometimes, you know what? The best life lesson learned from us is also through laughter. And you can talk to yourself and have a little bit of a dialogue. It sounds a little strange, but actually talk out loud and induce that laughter factor within you. I promise you, it's going to connect a lot more with you, and you're going to be able to carry that through the rest of your life. So go out, continue to be an absolutely wonderful mom and an absolutely incredible dad. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.